Have you ever felt like you've got more in the tank and you know that there's more potential in you, especially in business? Jack came to set the standard and he ended up tripling his business within a couple of months. He has an email marketing company. Some of the tools and the tactics and the mindsets that we teach every 2 to 3 weeks in a free mindset webinar. This is an invite to you to come to that webinar. Just click the link below. It's the first link in the description and I'd love to see you guys there. Can't wait. Later on you go, oh, I had the best idea, then it's forgot. And it's actually gone. And you can't remember it when it comes back, right? So frustrating. My name is Corey Boutwell. I'm the founder of the men's personal growth community called Set the Standard. And I'm going to teach you in this video the best way, after working with over 200 men, how to journal. So I've created a whole bunch of journals. I've done so much journaling. I write notes consistently. You can read. I did a video on how to take notes with reading, which I think is really powerful, especially if you want to memorize everything that you're reading and actually turn it into embodied information. You can see that around here somewhere. What I found is really powerful with journaling is there's two things. One is accountability, and two is opening your mind. So you can ask yourself the question: is like, why do I even want to journal, and why is it powerful for men? Well, in my experience, literally worked close to 300 men and some of Australia's best entrepreneurs, and work with people from in London and America as well. And what I've learned from working with these people is that it's quite difficult to talk about the things that are bothering you and understanding what they are with other people unless you're doing some sort of coaching. And even in that coaching, to even bring those things up and talk about them, first things first, you got to build trust, which takes time. And I believe that it's the most powerful and the best way to have personal growth is to have conversations with people who challenge you, understanding your mind, getting into your psyche, helping you reprogram your mind through mindset. And that's like stuff that we do at Set the Standard. However, not everyone wants to do that. And it's not attractive to everyone. So, everyone that we work with anyway, we go through journal prompts and exercises and worksheets and modules and lessons and teaching and analyzing. And quite commonly now, some really top CEOs and entrepreneurs like Simon Beard, who is the founder of Culture Kings, he recommends that when he reads a book, he goes through and he does a multiple choice question in ChatGPT. He asks ChatGPT, hey, I've just read this book. Can you please test me and quiz me on it? And then he goes through, does the quizzes and punches through everything to, you know, test his understanding on the book, which I find is absolutely genius. So when it comes to journaling, the question that we're wanting to ask ourselves is, what is our intention for journaling? Is it opening our mind? Is it to keep us accountable? And then, what do I need accountability on, and how would I like to open my mind? And you open your mind like by writing things down and making diagrams or jotting certain words down. And through the history of time, when we were back in cave days and mapping things out in caves, humans are extremely visual beings. So the purpose of writing something down or drawing something out helps us be able to see it. I don't know if you're an entrepreneur or if you're like into health and fitness or whatever it is, but when you write down a plan and you get down your thoughts and you draw them out on paper, or you make them digitally first, it makes it so much easier to understand the concepts and gain context on what you should most be focusing on and priorities, and help you see blind spots and gaps that you may not necessarily see beforehand. And anytime, I don't know about you guys, but I see a mind map or I see a beautiful diagram, immediately I go, wow, that makes so much sense. So we have all of these thoughts and concepts in our mind, but our minds work so fast, and we have so many thoughts and feelings that happen in our brains all the time, that the second that we've thought about one thing and we think about the next thing, we've already forgot about that thing. Have you ever had an idea or thought about something in the middle of the night, in the morning, during the day, and you're like, oh, I really want to write that down. And then later on you go, oh, I had the best idea, and then it's forgot. And it's actually gone, and you can't remember it when it comes back, right? So frustrating. So for the act of journaling daily and going through and asking the questions and getting out all of those thoughts into your brain, onto paper, is the best way to transform yourself, open your mind, get clear on your perceptions, make sure that you're healing any dark parts of yourself and understanding what that's like. You can go real deep in regards to journaling like that. So you're going to learn so much more about you as a person and leadership, by the way, guys. If you want to be an entrepreneur or a leader or something like that, you want to be more impactful or role model for people around you, leadership is a direct reflection of self-awareness. Studies shown, it's all out there. If you want to be a good leader, What that equals is you learning about yourself. So you're going to learn so much about yourself, plus keeping yourself accountable. And that's essentially the benefits. The more you learn about yourself, the better, the more emotionally intelligent you come, the better your mindset is, the less reactive you are, the less you're doing things like scrolling on your phone, falling into vices, porn, drugs, alcohol, TV, binging, sleeping in, going to bed late, like all those things that prevent us from getting to the next level. You're more likely to adhere to what you want to do, say what you want to do, be more integral, not feeling lost and like you're just kind of fluffing around, and instead implementing things in your life that are truly important because you've gotten all the shit out of your brain and got it onto paper and you can clear it, get rid of it, and focus on what's really important. It's time to get locked in. It's time to get focused. And what I found through journaling is one of the best techniques that I found, and that is to, in the morning, run through a deep and powerful question. And some of the questions that are like is like, why are you worthy? If you were to say, I hate you to someone, who would it be and why? So having all these real powerful questions like, what is your, you know, one page business plan? Writing that down, re-going over it. What is, you know, what is your 5-year goal? What is your 10-year goal? And very simple questions, generic questions. But when you're going through and asking the healing questions as well, and you're putting them from mind to paper, you get a lot clearer on what they are. I remember I went through and I did Jordan Peterson's self-authoring program. I've done the whole thing. It took me like 6 months to finish. And I take some of the wisdom from that into my journaling. I've also completed university and done degrees in business and business management, where it requires a lot of reflective writing. And one thing that people don't understand the power of in reflective writing is this getting things out, which is what journal prompts actually do. In my experience, what I felt was, what I think is, my plan is, and consistently writing that down over a long period of time is what helps people become so much more intelligent and make better decisions. So it's to ask a powerful, deep reflection question in the morning while your brain's primed, you've just had some ideas and you've got to get it down, and it's getting creative with your writing with a creative question. And then the next prompt is actually going through and rating your day. You can rate the day beforehand when you journal, or you can rate your day at the end of the day. And essentially, you just want to give your day a rating out of 5 stars. You want to say what you're grateful for, because there's literally science that shows if you express gratitude once a day, it makes you 20% happier. 20% happier is more productive, like way more productive. There's studies that show that. It's absolutely nuts. I just wrote an email on it like a couple of weeks ago and sent it out to my email list of everyone. I'm just like, look at all these studies and facts that come with happiness and productivity. It's wild. So it's there and it happens and it's real. And some of the things that are really important to have when you're checking this is rating your day out of like 5 stars, being grateful because gratitude makes you 20% happier, and expressing gratitude once a day makes you 20% more happy. The more happy you are, the more productive you are. I literally sent an email out last week on the statistics for like happiness and productivity, and it's absolute wild, blows your brain. What your intention is for the next day, what are the things that you felt the most resistance during the day, what emotion that you felt, which creates more emotional intelligence, you're better emotionally regulated throughout the day, and you can flip back. If you're feeling anger all the time, say, hey, I've got to do some stuff to sort out my anger. Let's go. And then also, what inspiring ideas did you have during the day? Because we have all these thoughts, as I mentioned beforehand, and we want to capture them down. And sometimes during the day, we can still think about them and remember them in the moment, and then like tomorrow that they're forgotten. If you can capture those things down in a journal prompt, you're going to absolutely crush it. We'll leave in the comments below just some of those prompts if you would like to try them yourself. But we also, after working with 300 people, put it into a journal ourselves that you can buy with the link below. And then what we've done is we've scheduled it. So you have each page is one day and it has 75 days in here. So you can link it with a 75 day hard challenge. You've got your reflective question and then your check-ins throughout the day. So you can get this and start journaling straight away for 75 days in a row. But what's really powerful with our questions that we have on here for all these questions that we ask on this size is because we run a men's personal growth community development and platform, what we have done, I've been working in personal growth for like 6 years, right? 6 years, which has been absolutely crazy, like professionally working with people, one-on-one coaching clients and community clients. And for all the education that we've learned, that there is a select amount of questions that we know if someone answers is going to completely change and transform their mindset. So we put all of those into the Modern Alpha Journal here, which is designed for men to, you know, run through and kick ass. So obviously, yes, you can get the prompts in here, like the daily check-in prompts, but if you want to have the questions and you want to write in like a book, which is absolutely beautiful, like it's real hard and has a nice touch to it. And it's like black, matte, like I love that with the writing on the side. Super cool. Yeah, for 75 days in a row, writing this down, this is definitely the book and the journal prompt to get if you can't be bothered. But if you want to do it yourself, and feel free to create it yourself, we'll leave a list of questions, not all of the questions in there, because that's just like 75 questions, it's too much text, but we'll leave a bunch of questions in there for you and the prompts that you can go through if you want to create it yourself. However, grab yourself one of these journals if you want to start prompting and become absolutely proficient and exceptional at journaling. So that's it, guys. That's what I have found to be one of the best journal techniques that anyone can use to master themselves and actually create a transformation in a short period of time, rather than just coming in, how did I feel today? It's got the actions, it's got the prompts, it's got the questions, which when you write on, as I mentioned, it takes all the stuff out of your brain, put it on paper, and you start figuring things out. And we had people like go through these things and literally change direction in their life because they've been like, wow, I'm not doing something that I'm truly integral and think I should be doing, and this is the direction I want to go in. So I hope you guys get as much out of that journal as I got out of the journal, as the people in our community get out of the journal. Thank you for watching, or thank you for listening. And if you got any value out of this, please subscribe or follow us on the podcast so that you don't miss out on any upcoming awesome videos or podcasts that we have. And if you want to join Set the Standard and be a part of the community, of the personal growth programs that we have, please click one of the links below or see our YouTube profile. We've got a bunch of freebies to give away to you so that you can get a taste first. Please download one of those, see how you go, and if you like some of the trainings that we've got, we'd love to see you in the platform. We run a school group, sort of like Hormozy, and we're in there kicking ass every day. We've got live group coaching calls. We have mounts of education. We have personalized coaching, which is amazing. And we have an app that we use that we're communicating on all the time. And if you guys like us and vibe with us, then I hope to see you guys at one of our retreats or workshops in the near future as well. Big love. Thank you. See you guys in the next one. Thank you so much for getting this far into the podcast. As a token of my appreciation for the loyal listeners, you can get a $50 discount of your first month inside the Set the Standard community. That'll help you double your business and reprogram your mind. We have 2 live group coaching calls per month, 8 modules and challenges, and an exclusive network where you can meet all the men who are setting the standard in here. Please use the code PODCAST, capital PODCAST, to get the first $50 off of your first month. Can't wait to see you guys in there.